Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. If you're calling to get information on how to obtain copies of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in America, hey, this is Monday. For those of you that follow us, you know what that means. The angel messenger speaks today, amen, and is headed off by our brother, Brother Eddie Lee, and as we await till you come on, once again, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for all of you that are listening far and near. And once again, may the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day. Been, as I can say here, a whole lot of warm here in Durant, Mississippi. Okay, and for others that know what I'm saying, you're saying, hey, it's real hot, ain't it, Brother Nate? Well, yeah, it's been, and the humidity been up, but I thank God that, you know, he has preserved and kept us, amen, and that's what he's been doing. So we're grateful for that. Been off today. We'll be off tomorrow. We have 2 days off for the 4th, today and Tuesday. Thank God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. So, another blessed day. Remember, as I've been telling you guys on the broadcast here, remember, use wisdom in your eating. Let's take better care of ourselves, okay? Some of you say, well, hey, I want to do a work for the Lord. But, you know, if you're not going to be wise in what you're taking in and take better care of yourself, then we ain't going to be able to do for you. Understand? Not going to be able to do. We can't do nothing if we down, okay? We can't get up out of bed or something like that because, you know, we're pouring in the wrong stuff within us. And I want to say to all you listening, hey, if you got a spot that you got a garden, you can make a garden, make your garden. You look at the store prices now, there's no way you're going to be able to compete with them, people. I mean, it's you know, when it shot up during the COVID, it really hadn't even recovered. And to be honest with you, I'm not looking for you too much to recover, okay? Go back to real low. Some things dropped down a little bit, but it was a little bit on that. It, you know, it didn't drop down a whole lot to where it was before. And so, you know, the Lord is letting us see the times, people. And, you know, you can grow your own food, you know, it's coming to that. God has blessed organizations that will have what you call emergency food buckets. I want to point y'all to that as well, to invest in that. Get you some seeds and stuff so you can plant a garden. Get things going, people, because I'm telling you, you know, and if you can get some good generators, especially the solar generators, things of that nature, get it. I'm telling you, because people, listen, God has been sending a warning, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys that these cities that some of you are running to and you looking for the glamour or the better life because you want to down these little small towns? Well, I'm here to tell you, some of you are going to be running right back to those small towns because I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to get rougher in the cities. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's going to get rougher in the cities. And some of y'all seeing some things that's happening. That ain't all there is to it. It's going to get rougher. So you're going to see some people run back to the rural areas, okay? You're going to see some people run back to the small towns. Because it's going to get so destructive in the cities. You know, can you imagine a big city where there's a water shortage or a food shortage? Could you imagine that mass of people panicking and what would happen? Amen? Well, people, that's what we're heading to. That's what we're heading to, okay? Amen. So the Lord, in the midst of that, he will have his people to get ready and get prepared. And so he got people like us and more like even maybe other Christians. I do believe other Christians that he's given the word to warn the people. I've heard other Christians outside the Church of Christ that lies the message they've been warning the people, say, hey, save you up some food, save you up some water and all that, you know, and make your own garden. Now, some of you other Christians who been turning your head from this message or, you know, raising your nose up or saying, hey, y'all in unbelief, listen, faith is putting action to the word of God, whether it's from the Bible, whether it is the audible voice of God, whether it's the voice of God in your spirit, whether it's a prophetic word, a rhema word, whatever it is, faith is acting on God's word, okay? And if God given the word to prepare, he means prepare. Look at Noah. You want to look at a great example, look at Noah. Noah was told to prepare an ark. Now, people think about it. Why did not Noah say, okay, I'm talking with God. I don't have to prepare an ark. Hey, he's going to keep me. What do you think would have happened to Noah? I'll tell you what would have happened. He would have drowned with the other people, okay, if he didn't obey God. So, God bless you, brother.
Oh, hi, sir. Good to hear you all today and to be able to speak to people in every nation.
When you get a chance, brother, because I still can't get you, give me a call. I got some information on that television thing you was telling me about. The people contact me today. So I got some
okay.
I got some information. Yeah. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's good to hear our voices speaking and our voices being used for the glory of God in his kingdom. And there's many voices in the earth, but the voice that stands out when John the Baptist crying in the wilderness, all Judea and Israel, the voice of introduction and making a declaration about the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the creator of the ends of the earth, coming down to be baptized as the Son of Man. So what voice Israel was hearing, the most important voice in all the earth. So now we are called to be a voice in this last generation for him. So Sister Anna, she's still standing there or she's come on yet?
No one is on as of right now.
Okay. Have you ever seen a game of tennis? By the way, this is Brother Lee. This is Handmade Knights honoring the women's mothers and wives and ambassadors of goodwill and producers of our children and of the next generation with the help of a husband, hope, and a man.
You kind of sound a little far off there, brother. Just somewhat.
Yeah, this I don't know. It may be may need a new battery. I don't know. I got to fix it because I'm having trouble with both of my phones.
Okay.
Have you in your early days, what sport did you like the most?
Between who?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hello?
Okay, so you said which one did I like the most?
Hello. Hello.
I can hear you, but you probably can't hear me.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. At first, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, so.
Yeah.
I can hear them, but.
Who's that?
God bless you, Sister Anna.
God bless you, Sister Helen.
That's Sister Anna, so she's on.
I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, Sister Anson, clearly, and you can't hear us. So must be the polls on our side. Can you hear us now?
She must. Hello? She must can't. What about now, Sister Anderson? Can you hear us? No, it seems like she can't. I don't hear no response from her.
Hello. Are you on, Sister Anderson?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. She can't hear us, sister.
Okay. I got you guys now. Thank God.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Another miracle all have been given to us. We are alive and well in our right mind, and we are called to be a voice in the last days, like John the Baptist crying out. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to let you do the talking. So, Sister Anderson, I'm not going to. So you're going to start out, and we'll just drop you off in what place? Mexico or China? So you take it from there. You're in China. Are you in Mexico?
I think we've lost connection with her, Sister Anderson, because I think she can't hear us again. We got Sister Stella on. God bless you, Sister Stella. How you doing?
God bless.
Hello.
Yeah,
Sister
Anderson. Yeah, Sister Anderson called, just dropped, so she probably calling back in.
Okay. Okay, Sister Stella.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
I just got on. I don't know. Well, I just heard you said something about Sister Allison. You just dropped off in Mexico. I don't know. I just got on. I don't know what you was talking about.
Okay. This is Handmaiden Night, and we honor the women, especially the women of God, the wives and ambassadors of help. So you are in the spotlight, and
okay.
We just dropped you off in what you were in North Korea or South Korea or Iraq. So which one of these nations you just been dropped off? So you're taking there. What you would do if you were just dropped off there?
Oh, wow. Okay,
I'm pretty sure that I would drop there.
Go ahead, sister.
I would, which recently, very recently, been doing some research on these different cultures, these other nations, and I would be prayerful, and I wouldn't try to stuff the gospel down their throats, because in some of these nations where these people are starving, and a lot of them is under this what you call this stuff, witchcraft stuff or whatever it is, I would be really prayerful to ask the Lord to lead me in which way that I should go and trying to get food or water to them because a lot of these different places doesn't have water and because... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dropping. Okay, sister.
Yeah.
When she dropped. Whenever she dropped, Sister Stella, you just step in.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys.
Okay.
Okay, Sister Stella, you stop in. Step in when she dropped.
Okay. I think the Lord for being here on the broadcasting tonight and And I thank the Lord, you know, for all his many blessings that he bestowed upon me, upon my family, my loved ones, and all of my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus everywhere. And And if I, you know, visit a foreign country, I would go like, you know, I have, you know, equipped, you know, with what the Lord has given me for to speak to them. And I will also have like a different, like medical supplies, and I'll have food and clothing for them, you know, and you know, and try to meet their physical needs and their, you know, as well as their spiritual needs also. And Lord bless me. I had been praying to the Lord, and I was praying to the Lord that the Lord, this is what I was praying. I said, Lord, I said, give me millions and millions of dollars for the furthering of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I said, Lord, I said, give me a jet plane. I said, Lord, that I can have everything equipped in this plane, everything that your people need, and that we can go forth and, you know, and help their physical needs. That's how I've been praying, you know, to the Lord. I've been praying for this for a long time. And, you know, that
okay.
The Lord would do that, that I could be able to, you know, to help his people, you know, and have, you know, like everything, even Bibles and all kinds of Christian literature that I can pass out, you know, even, you know, after the, you know, supplying their physical needs, you know. And I think the Lord, you know, forgiving me that to pray.
Okay. The sound to you back on.
She's on, but she still can't hear us though.
Okay, Brother Nate. What if you was on a vacation in Washington D.C. on a tour of the White House, and the president would step out and say, "Oh, you guys on tour? So I'm gonna give one of you guys 10 minutes with me, with the president, unexpected blessing." As you was touring the White House, and he comes out and see you guys touring the White House, and he said, "I'm picking one of y'all to give y'all 10 to 12 minutes of my time." So here you are touring the White House, you and you're having your vacation, and you meet him for in person, and he gives you 10 minutes to chat on different things. What would you think that you might want to chat with him about?
I would want to chat with him about really coming to know Christ as Lord. I know that he will more or less bring up that he's a Catholic. I know he will bring that up. But if I had that 10 minutes, because after that, I may not never see him again. And so the opportunity I would take advantage of is really getting established about, you know, who Christ is and what Christ done, you know, for him personally, and letting him know about true salvation. That's what I would definitely, you know, talk with him about. We would, you know, in a respect, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, be coming at him hard or nothing like that. You know, but I believe that seeing the opportunity I have and knowing that, you know, possibly would not see him again, I believe that that's the way I would go with that. Now, if he want to cut me off and don't want to hear it, I'm not going to force it on him, you know, but I do believe that there are times where God gives us a chance with people because you may not see them again. And I think that we need to take advantage of that opportunity.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, Sister Stella. You happen to be in Washington, D.C. and touring the Supreme Court of the United States, and Miss Tanja Brown the newest member of this, and she was coming, and she says, coming through, and she see you guys touring the Supreme Court in Washington. And she said, hey, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I want to hear about you and your life and what you guys want. So she picks you as the spokesman. Come in and sit down and talk to me 5 minutes. I'm interested in you and what you're doing, or your family, your husband, or what. So that 5 minutes, what do you, you don't know, of course, but what do you think you probably want to have a conversation, a chat with her about?
Well, I was first, I would introduce myself, and I would tell her that I would ask her if she's a born again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you know if she's not, you know, a born again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then I would witness to her about salvation, about, you know, Jesus. You know, he came to the earth to, you know, to die for the sins of the world, and he sacrificed,
okay,
him, you know, his blood, and then all right.
Okay. Let's throw it through an intervention. What if she just say, you asking her this, and she's already say, well, I have a personal relationship, a new birth already with Jesus Christ. What conversation you think you might go from that, since she's already say that she's a new creature in Christ?
Well, I said, would you mind sharing your testimony with me, how you came to the Lord Jesus Christ? That way I asked her if she you know mind sharing her testimony, you know, with me.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting what people would ask people in power. Conversation could go about many important things that's happening in the earth within their realm.
I
opportunity might come to us, and being Christians, I guess we think that we will break Pentecost and talk about their personal or non-personal relationship. Okay. Let me drop you off, Brother Nate, over to the president of Ghana, West Africa, and you happen to be on tour and vacation, and he comes out of his office to greet you guys on your tour, and he starts talking to the group and he invites you into his office for 5 or 6 minutes to see how things are going in America, and what's your life and what you're doing, and about your family and what's your future. That 5 minutes with the president of Ghana, what would you think would come to mind?
I think what would come to mind, that I would talk to him about the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I would address him as saying that I'm not coming here to be, you know, disrespectful to you. I come to you in the love of Christ, and I must deliver this message unto you. And I will ask him about being born again. I would take that time to talk to him. But once again, I'm thinking about, you know, I may never see him again, you know, and I just will want to get that there straight with him, because I think too that sometimes we also have to be careful how we kind of come at people when we are delivering the message of the gospel, and we don't want to come off to people in arrogance. So I would look at, you know, humbling myself and talking to him on that and addressing him on that issue about accepting Christ as Lord.
Okay. Sister Stella, You're on captain now.
Yes.
If you have the opportunity of touring Chicago and our new mayor, Brenda Johnson, and he's very friendly, open among the people, and he was among the people, and you happen to walk up to him, what would you think you'll have to talk with our new mayor, Brandon Johnson of Chicago? You might.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
You don't know our city too well, so I'll give you Jackson, Mississippi, the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, okay. Well, if I meet him, I will. I would. You, if they have a lot of problems down there, you know, concerning the water, and I will, you know, probably, you know, strike up a conversation. I will tell him what where I'm from. I'm from, you know, Tyler County, Salish, Mississippi, and I would, you know, tell him about, you know, things that, you know, going on in our city. And I asked them, you know, they, you know, about their water problems. Have they gotten those straightened out? You know, and different little, you know, things. I don't really don't know what I really talk to them about. You know.
Well, you know, it is interesting.
I don't know.
Now, what we will talk, but most people, because of the complexity of problems in the earth and different
mm-hmm.
subjects that need to be addressed that affect
mm-hmm.
people, it is very interesting that what they will talk about, because there's a multitude
mm-hmm.
with these people are
mm-hmm.
in power
mm-hmm.
or in authority in certain positions. And it's interesting what they how they first would address them.
Mm-hmm.
They think they would probably just talk spiritual, but there's many subjects we could talk with
mm-hmm.
these people about.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
That affect not only our lives but our fellow Americans and citizens' lives day by day. Things that affect their lives. So they probably would be interested in what you think needs suggestion, how. You can address some of the multitudes of problems in
yeah.
your county or in your city or in your
yeah.
school or in your business or in your taxes or your education. It's interesting that those things, what people are really interested in, because they're in position of power. And
yeah.
and I'm interested, do you know anything about these people? You live in a place. Do you know anything about the mayor? Are you interested in what he's doing? The governor? Are you keeping up
mm-hmm.
with how they're affecting their state? It's interesting
mm-hmm.
that a lot of Christians don't know a lot about
mm-hmm.
about the world and the governments that's ruling them. They don't even take time to find out what laws they're passing that affect
mm-hmm.
your taxes, your kids, your school.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't. So
mm-hmm.
everything that they does is affecting you and your family and your neighbors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And whether you have higher taxes,
mm-hmm.
property taxes,
yeah.
taxes,
mm-hmm.
my gasoline in Chicago is regular $4.69. I would
wow.
One of the things that affected me, because you have to drive a car, you have to go here and there, you take your family business, missionary work, the gas, do you know your gas price going to affect your missionary work? The price
yeah.
so high, and you can't go here because of the gas
mm-hmm.
affect you. So I have more questions about how he's affecting the lives of his citizens or his community.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that I might not talk directly, but I'll talk about earth things. A
mm-hmm.
lot of problems that
mm-hmm.
human beings need to be fixed
mm-hmm.
and need to be dealt with. Just for
mm-hmm.
example, you're having a major problem with drinking water in Jackson. That affects many people want that fixed because it's affecting them, their health, they're going to job, how it's going to affect them, a major drinking water. So I'll be interested in, sir, what are you doing about this major? Are you aware of the major problem that it affects mostly the poor and the black? I'll be interested in, about how they are working or not doing anything about the problem that's affecting my neighbors. So let me drop you off. Now, do you know anything about your mayor, your governor, what he's about, what he stands for, what laws they're passing that you need to address as a well-informed citizen? Now, you go to East Africa and Kenya prevalent, those people are suffering many things. But it's from a basically government. And when they talk to you, they'll tell you about the problem that affect their daily lives. And what the government or the tribal leaders are doing. Now, you look at this. Nelson Mandela, what was he interested in his life, a focus of his life, the core, the Stella?
The welfare of his people, you know, they are freedom, their liberty, and their equal rights, you know, that they can have, you know, just like the whites, you know, have their equal, you know, have rights, the same rights that the white brothers and sisters have, and equal opportunity for everyone, and the people, you know, being educated and. You know, things like that.
We, as believers, need to be more informed about things that affect your neighbor. Because you are citizens of the earth, and you are to have to take a dominion part in everything that affects your neighbor. And also, not only your neighbor, but your personal lives, your community lives, your children. Now, I want to know from Kenya, if I was talking to her, why is it that you don't educate your children, your responsibility up to the third grade? How are they going to make it, Mr. President of Kenya, if the majority of your poor people in Kenya, that you're only responsible for educating the kids for three grade levels? I want to know, you know, why is that? Because that's going to affect the whole nation. You don't have no plan. Do you have a plan to educate your children, that which is going to affect their well-being, their life, and their children? I want to know about that because education is so important to making things difficult. Not being able to read, I would attack one of the things that if I would talk to the president and governor, mayor, I would talk basically about education of my children. One of the major subjects that comes to me. Then I'll talk about the taxes that affecting my personal and community of my future and my life, which is a heavy burden. Now, we talk about burdens, but if you paying all these taxes and you're trying to raise a family, a wife, and a home, trying to make a fortune, I want to know, what can you do to make the burden lighter, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Governor? See, the province, the present province, is very important. Very important. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, must deal with what people are hurting at. Secondary. Where their problems, why they're crying, why they're up, they can't hardly pay their rent. Why the rent? There's no ceiling on rent. And the people are crying because all their money has to go to this high price of food. How can you help the poor and change conditions about that's affecting my kids? They had to eat out the garbage because they had to decide, the senior citizens, they had to decide whether they're going to eat food or pay their rent. See, all those questions, when you have an opportunity, I will be interested in the now existing problems. Now, if properly, if God gives you a second opportunity, you could further talk about it. Now, in Kenya, if I tell you in Kenya or Nigeria, what's the major problem that Nigeria, West Africa is having? Anybody know?
The major problem.
Because
they have a major problem like food and water, because they had a big drought, and they need water, they need food and clothes, they need medical attention.
Are you interested what your African brothers are going through in the nation, or how that's going to affect the Christians? Are you interested, not just interested in the Christians, but
all the people?
Well, now,
all of them.
If they are suffering in many areas, now after I talk with the president, their major problem, I want to know what his view on how to solve the crisis of those so many orphans who don't have mother and father, about helping their children. See, do you know anything about West Africa? If you know anything about East Africa, do you know anything about the president? Do you find out why the problem exists in Ukraine and what you can do to aid? So, let me drop you off in South Korea. Do you know anything about the cost? Well, I'm going to give you South Korea. I'm going to get Brother Nate, Philippines. You over there in the Philippines. All right. And you and your wife are taking a visit there. All right. And sister, you're dropping over to South Korea. Now, do you know anything about the South Korea Christian Bible-believing churches? Do you know about what their major religion in that nation is? What about that culture? How they treat, how do the family structure, why is their family structure different from America, and why they don't have the same problems that some America has? Are you interested in that, why they don't have the same family problems? See, if you don't learn about these cultures and about their life, that can be helpful to you. Do you know anything about what the Russian Christians are going through? Why are they going through? The Sudan going on? Why is Sudan having a major problem? Now, when you take the gospel, is not just interested in the heavenly part of their life or the eternal part. It's the now present problems that they are facing, the daily problems and why they exist and what can we do. Now, surely we can pray and intercede to God, which is a major point, as Christians do, but all of these people are not Christians. So I have to talk to them face-to-face about their daily lives, how they can deal with and that. Okay, let's drop you off to Sister Anna. She's not back on this.
No, she's still off.
Okay. All right, let's drop you out to Mr. Trump. He want to have a few minutes with you, Brother Nate, because he's running for president. And he's running again, so he would like for you to come and give him a few points. I have a conversation with him. Just have a conversation.
Okay.
You're going away here. want to know what you think about America, what's going on, what about family life. He asked you about, we might ask you, what do you think about our school system? What about the taxes? How is it affecting you, your life? The taxes, the over taxes, the gas prices, the food price. You want to know how they're affecting you, the future of your children. So here you got this few moments sent out with our former president. What do you think it might come to mind?
Well, and you said that he'll be running again, so I would like to know from him on these issues of the education and the gas, that I would like to know from him what is his plan to into bringing all people together on these issues of education and the food prices here. And I would like to know, you know, what is his plan on it? And I would like to know if it is a plan centered on bringing the people, all people together of all classes. That's what I'd like to know from him. Of all the problems that we're facing, like I said, the education. And I do, and especially too on the education, I would like to know from him what is his plan in getting our interest back to looking more at education, because that's one of the things that have dropped to me to an all-time low. The lack of looking at education of being important, because we're passing people in, you know, in the school, they, you know, they ain't learning. We just pass them, so we getting them out of school. And
yeah.
Does he see that passing them through the school, how it hurts them? Because as you know now, you know, back in the days, there were some jobs you could get with a high school diploma. But
yeah.
Now it's high school diploma, they not even looking your way, you know. And
it's
tougher now. So that's what I would like to know from him, of a full plan of what he have that would bring the people together. And I would tell him this, brother. I said, now, this plan, I know you had to be doing some deep thinking, because you can't be coming up with no quick plan on this. You came up with a quick plan on this. That tell me you didn't do no deep thinking.
Yeah.
He probably run me out of the room on that one there, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Sister Anderson not back. Sister Stella. What about how, if you was talking to the Secretary of Health of the United States and the Secretary of Agriculture, since you all come from the South, and you're talking to the Secretary of Housing, United States of Housing, what is the major problem, one of the major problems people not having being able to about housing, or the lack of it, price of it, is affecting millions of people? You see,
go ahead.
Oh, I just say I was on the housing, you know, the government, I would talk to them about do they have a program or anything that can help the poor people, you know, that they can get some sufficient homes to live in. And I would talk with them, especially about the Mississippi Delta, and that they have a lot of people that's in the Delta. They still living in condition like back in the 50s and 60s. Some of them don't have proper homes. Some do not have running water, and you know, in their home, you know, and some of them don't have sufficient food to eat. And so I would, you know, ask them what would they do, you know, concerning the people in that particular era, that they really need help, you know, they are very, you know, living in very poor living conditions, and their children, and, you know, don't have sufficient clothes, and, you know, is food to eat. And so I will ask them concerning that, could they help, what would they do that they can, help them? You know, and I was, asking not a lot of people that's in America and in Mississippi do not have like county water. They would bring this water maybe about a mile, from your home. And then if you want running water, you either have to pay for it yourself to come all the way to your house if it's 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, or 4 miles, and with no government help. And so your only alternative is to get a well dug. And so that is not really helping the poor people, because it takes thousands and thousands of dollars to get a running water, even a well, to your house. So I will talk to them concerning that.
You know what, brother, and to piggyback off Sister Stella, what she said there, which is very true, but I would also ask them, or even the case you gave with Donald Trump, the president, what plan do they have to make hidden programs more available? And what I mean about that is that there are programs you don't know about that gives money, for example, to fix your house up. We had this case back here, two or three years ago. And it's mm-hmm. too many hidden programs, and you just have mm-hmm. to happen to stumble on somebody that know it. So that would be my question to them, is that what plan are you implementing to make it available, these hidden programs available to all?
That's right.
That was on my mind when she was talking. About do I know what the government has provided already, plans that we don't not informed about? Why maybe the poor or the uninformed area? So see, education has a lot to do with that. How mm-hmm. you inform, because what you are available to, if you a certain area of education, people that have a certain area of usually of education, they inquire about different things. They're aware what's available in their city or for mm-hmm. housing, for fixing your housing or improving that. And you say, I didn't even know this was available. So what am I learning about what God has provided through my government or mm-hmm. that's available to help my neighborhood
mm-hmm.
or help me or help the poor as a poor? So
mm-hmm.
do you know anything about your government in your city, what's available? Have you take time to find out? Because a lot mm-hmm. of people don't even know. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. You mean they help you fix your house up? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're qualified? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, by you not knowing what's available, what's
uh-huh.
made available, you're missing it. For instance, I give you a small thing. Like in Chicago. I was talking with my brother on the job. We would talk. I had a friend and a brother in Christ. We would work together and talk about many things. So he said, do you know every Thursday and Tuesday at certain time, certain restaurants in Chicago give free lunches? I said, what? He said, yeah, I found out it by accident that you can go to a certain restaurant on a certain day and get free lunch. And just that little thing, I didn't know about that. The other people, the informed people, I put it that way, they knew all about it. These
mm-hmm.
restaurants. But I was not informed. Just that little thing that was available, that restaurants would on a certain day down in Chicago, suddenly will give free lunches between this time and that time. Being informed
mm-hmm.
are not informed at all.
Mm-hmm.
We could buy. Now, for instance, your children need to know about your government and the government
mm-hmm.
they live on.
Amen.
The system, that, because it's going to affect their lives, their future.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You're not in heaven yet. You're down
Amen.
Here, man. If you can't pay that high water bill, you're going to be in trouble.
Amen. Amen.
Could you deal with this high water bill? I mean, wait a minute. The light bill, you got all these taxes. I want to know, hey, I can't afford this. What are you doing to make it better? Giving access to the poor that need the help in that area. What can
mm-hmm.
you do and what are you doing? Now,
yeah.
The kingdom of God comes to make bear on all of it. See, as a citizen, I speak as a citizen of two kingdoms, citizen of this world, and I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. So I got a double picture. See, now as Christians, I'm bringing to bear kingdom of God upon this kingdom that I live in now on the earth. Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a citizen of America. That's many
mm-hmm.
things that's available for citizens in America, programs that can help people's lives that they're not aware.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
Be informed.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus talked about, why did Jesus say to Peter, go and look in the fish and go pay my taxes and your taxes? What was he showing Peter when he told Peter and Jesus they were walking along? And they were citizens, I don't know, Bethlehem or Judea, where they're connected, that they had to pay their taxes. And Jesus didn't
mm-hmm.
say, I'm not paying no taxes.
That's right. That's right.
But Jesus said, go look in the
right.
fish and go pay your taxes
mm-hmm.
and my taxes. Now,
why was he
honoring the government? He said, render unto Caesar
that
which is
Caesar.
Mm-hmm. And render unto God that which is God.
That's right.
He says, Peter said, honor the government, honor the king, honor the ruler, honor the
mm-hmm.
The priesthood. They are the government that keeps law, order, and peace and civilization. And I set the government up, and you are to honor them. Now you got to find
mm-hmm.
out what your government is, whether it's wicked or evil or corrupt, what opportunities that I can afford for my neighbor? Job, training. What do we need more? Technical training for our kids. Everybody can't go to college. Everybody can't university.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of technical schools you got to help advance and make my neighbor and my kids, because I don't want them dropping out. Because they drop out, they're dropping into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for you to know when you're going into these nations about the culture and something about these people and what their greatest need is. Sure, they need the gospel foremost. Surely they need the relationship with Christ. But there are nations, Christian nations in Africa, they're suffering, even though they're Christians. In Philippines, they're still suffering some things because of the conditions. And they, how can they change their government? How can they change the evil a ruler? Because they're still suffering, even though they got Christ. Now, because we must be informed and educated to everything that affects the future of people, natural and spiritual.
Amen.
That's medical things that people can get, and they're suffering and sick and don't have the money. There's programs
mm-hmm.
that help them, ministering
mm-hmm.
to them.
Amen.
That's ministering to them.
Amen.
Giving them help in that area. That's
mm-hmm.
the ministry of help. Ministry of help.
Amen.
Okay, we just about.
Brother Lee.
Yes.
I would like to share this one thing. I said it's been some many years ago. Me and Helen and Sally, we went to North Carolina, and so we went to while we was up there, we visited a church up there, and so and that it was a kind of big church, And so different peoples in there, they had different needs. And the pastor, he stood up. And he told those people to stand up, you know, the one that had the need. And then he told asked the audience, said, "Do we have anyone in here, you know, for the welfare department, and some people needed help in that era, some of them needed home, and then they had somebody there in that that's a member there could help them with the housing." They had some people had need a mechanic, you know, because people were keeping them. So he had somebody there to help them with that. It was somebody in that church that was there to help each one of their brothers and sisters that was in need. And he told us that, he told them to come up, you know, and get with those people and to go off with them. And they talked, you know, and all the needs. And then they had like a storehouse. And then he said, "We can help some people in this area here, right here, you know, in the church here." And I was just saying how the body of Christ supposed to be equipped, you know, even with lawyers, you know, like brother, the Lord told David Terrell to go study law. And see, and it's supposed to be David Temple. To, you know, to study law. So it's supposed to be somebody in the body of Christ there to be available to help. Well, even doctors, they're supposed to be there, lawyers. The church supposed to be equipped there with everything the body of Christ needs.
That's so true. And that was the prime example. This church understood its full responsibility, not just partial responsibility, not only just this, but the spiritual part of your life must deal with the present need of people. That's what the kingdom of God is. But not just it's eternal where we're only, which is the most important. But like he was saying, we're supposed to be equipped and utilize everything. He told, in the Church of Christ, he told Brother David Terrell, go learn the law because we're going to need, because there's so much corruption in the world. Lawyers said, we need the lawyer. So Brother Temple was told, go to him. He did finish in school and law. Then he told another man, go learn Spanish. This brother named Fawcett. He said, because you're going to be dealing with Spanish people. He said, go and learn the Spanish language. Equip yourself. Is there a mechanic? Is there an electrician in the church? So we don't have to go to the world.
That's right.
Is there
a
plumber? Then that will be made available to the congregation and other people. See, this is called help. The Bible said help. Not just the person in the pulpit. He's supposed to direct the traffic. He's supposed to give direction to the traffic.
Yeah.
So that church was fulfilling its obligation in a way that we were actually supposed to do it. Those people that needed food, they got a storehouse there. Right there, and go and get food or get clothes right there. So it'd be available.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I was going to invest when I went to Africa. The brethren needed automobiles. They had to go so far to minister, walk so many days to get here and there. It was slowing them down. And they needed an automobile to extend the ministry. So there are people with money and ability to help in that area. So the missionary work can continue far and wide.
Yeah.
And so I told the brother that I will personally help and invest because yet the church has not had the vision to do that. But I thought I would take it, you know, I told him I'd take it out of my own pocket every month and I'll help pay this bill. I'll get you a car because the work must go on because they had to walk so long for in these countries. They got to walk so much. And so we invest in the kingdom. And we invest in other people's lives who are not yet in the kingdom.
That's showing
Amen.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
That's
revealing. Amen.
That's taking
Amen.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
All
Amen.
Right, just about time is up. So may the Lord bless you. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. You can call upon him.
Amen.
The Church of Christ with Elijah Messes. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. Elijah
Amen.
Must first come and restore all things. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Amen. And thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, as for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate with Sister Stella Dickens. We love you all. God bless you. And God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.